Track 19. First part.
Good morning, John. First of all, let me say thank you for taking time for our interview. I guess in a busy job like yours, this is not so easy to organise.
You're right, but I like my job and my place of work, so it's a pleasure for me to present it.
You work at Heathrow, and your employer, Johansson Logistics, is a Swedish forwarding company. Which countries is your company active in?
That's right. My company has its headquarters in Sweden, but is now represented in all northern and western European countries from Iceland to Belgium. In the past few years, the company has also started doing business with eastern European countries, for example, Poland and Hungary. Due to the expansion of the EU, they have become extremely buoyant markets.
How many local subsidiaries does the company have?
Johansson Logistics operates around 150 different facilities throughout Europe. Sweden and the UK have the closest network of sites with about 40 branches each.
Do you offer all modes of transport?
Generally speaking, we can provide for all requirements, but we have specialised in road transport of palletised freight and warehousing. We are experts in transport solutions for specific goods, bulky or highly perishable products. We organise other modes of transport, like air or sea freight, with logistics partners throughout Europe.
Why has your company focused on Great Britain?
The UK is a relatively small geographical area with quite a number of industrial regions. Freight is mostly transported by road, which is our key business. Moreover, Scandinavia and Britain have always had strong commercial relations.
How is collection and distribution organised?
Companies generally have three main options. The first option is shared user service. This means that the logistics provider will collect and deliver freight using its own network of vehicles and warehouses. The second option is in-house service. Often, large organisations operate their own transport fleets and warehouse facilities, but this is becoming less common as companies look to cut costs. The third option is outsourced service. It is more common for large organisations to select one logistics provider to operate an exclusive service for them, using their logistics networks and expertise.
Could you briefly describe your own part in these operations?
I'm the operations manager at the Perishables Handling Centre at Heathrow. Usually, I'm responsible for day-to-day operations, which means organising transport and warehouse facilities. Customer support is also a core function of my job, but I spend a lot of time on future planning, cost control and infrastructure.